Therefore, as God's elect, holy and loved, clothe yourself with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That's Colossians 3:12. Pouting is not allowed here. Lord, what is on your heart today? The carelessness of man. How so, Lord? Each one focuses on their own set of problems and walks past those that are aching and longing for a touch from me. This is how the enemy derails you from your mission, by loading you down with distractions and worries. Beloved, you must learn to focus on others, especially when you are in pain, because many times that pain is sent to distract you away from a soul that needs you. Try to pay better attention to each one to be sure that you are there for them. Many times they are too timid to really ask for help. Please make it clear to them that you are here for them, even in the midst of your trials. They try to spare you the added stress, so you will have to really let them know that it's okay to come to you, even in those times. My children, some of you struggle with many things that Mother could help you with, but you try to handle these things on your own or through your peers in prayer. But I have put her here to help you through those times. And in fact, this is something she loves to do. So please, do not have any fear about going to her. It is not good for you to rely on your peers for guidance, because they are not fully formed and mature in this life. That is why you have Mother, and the very least she will do for you if you do not understand is pray for wisdom. You have nothing to be ashamed of by speaking openly and honestly with her. She has seen and done it all, and nothing you can bring to her is uncommon to all souls. The greatest perspective you can have is that what you are before men should be what you are before me. That means that you don't cover up your sins out of shame, but confront and handle them, knowing that I love you, even in your sinfulness. In other words, what you are before me is all that you are, and trying to put on any mask is totally useless. If you can be transparent and open, you will progress on the road to holiness more quickly. Another benefit from this is that you will not hate yourself, but learn to accept your shortcomings with humor as you work to overcome them. People waste so much time trying to appear different on the outside than what they are truly are on the inside. Sooner or later, the truth will come out, and it will cause others to distrust you. The great work here at this monastery is transparency, openness, humility, forgiveness, and being the most real that you can be. This is your journey to heaven, because when all see your shortcomings and faults, it helps you to be more aware, to be a better example to others, and it helps them to accept what they truly are with forgiveness for themselves. Knowing that I love you to distraction, even with your faults, and so I love them as well. I am giving you permission to be real and authentic, not constantly trying to cover up your faults and look perfect. When you spend your time doing that, not only do you exhaust yourselves, but you are being deceitful. Better the raw truth should come out than you cover it over with perfect gestures and attitudes. So many souls are taken up with looking and sounding just right, that they do not know who they really are. Do not let this happen to you. You are a child of God Most High, greatly loved and treasured, walking on the narrow path to holiness and leaving behind all pretense of being someone greater than who you truly are. Be satisfied with your lowly estate, my precious little ones. To me you are exquisite and called to be my bride. To me the path you walk is littered with opportunities to sin, and yet you walk right by them as if they didn't even exist, at least most of the time. You have no concept of how many temptations you actually resist each day without even struggling over them. So your virtues are many and not even known to you. Put your confidence in me, that I am perfecting you, and that in the meantime, you are beautiful to me and deeply loved. So there is no need for you to appear any better. In fact, the more humble and simple you appear to others, the more glory that accompanies you. Thank you, Jesus. We really needed to hear your words about removing the mask and dropping the pretenses in front of others. Thank you for helping us and loving us just the way we are.